Okay, say, Lord, I have eyes that see. I have ears that hear. And my heart does perceive. You're talking to me. I want to take you on a little bit of a journey. And we're going to go to the letter of Timothy. 1 Timothy. Those of you who may not be aware, Paul is writing to Timothy. He's an apostle of Jesus by the command of God our Savior and Christ Jesus our hope. To Timothy, my true son in the faith. To Timothy, my true son in the faith. Got it? Say amen. The word that really pushed.
Did you say 2 Timothy?
1 Timothy.
Oh, first.
1 Timothy, chapter 4. Maybe I said 2, I don't know. God willing, I said 1. Huh? Chapter 4. But we're going to back it up to chapter 3 because it really flows with 4:1 is what he gave me yesterday or the day before. But the Lord this morning said, back it up. And he wants you to understand the incarnation. And four one says, the Spirit clearly says that in latter times. Do we qualify for latter times?
Yes.
Some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits. And things taught by demons. Things taught by demons. You say the demons are teaching in the church? Yes! How many of you have watched Christian programs, either on television or listen to on radio or watch YouTube and so on and so forth. And all the different types of, let's say, ministries that are all over the earth. They all claim to be of the Lord. They all use the Lord. They all say, Jesus. Many of them pray. And I can just tell you that there was a season in my life where I did not understand that. And a person was a witch in the New Age coven. And I had an appointment with this person. And I had a couple of assistants in the other room. And this woman, thinking she was very holy, began to pray. Of all prayers, guess what she started with? Our Father. And continued. And now she's going to pray for me. And the Lord said, make sure you pull your hands away. Okay? So I excused myself and went out and got a couple of ladies from the other room. And I said, girls, we need to pray together. And all I can tell you is the true colors of this individual started to show up. And I'm not accusing the person. I am saying, however, by their fruits you shall know. Within a few moments, as the Holy Spirit began to pour out of three of us, this lady began to manifest and speak and shriek and yell, etc. Making a lot of noise, let's say it that way. And I am not accusing her, because it wasn't her. Ephesians 6:12 says, your battle is not against flesh and blood. However, it made me aware that there are seasons and people who get caught in seasons of deception. They've abandoned because she was brought up in a Christian community or a Christian church, but things didn't go well enough for her in that church, so she decided to attend a certain group in Hartford. And she then got what she wanted through prayer. Was she praying to the same God that you and I pray to? No. The God she was really praying to was supplying and getting what she wanted. He was a personal demon doing a marvelous work in her. And she was reaping the benefits. And her wallet was getting bigger. But the demands on her by the spirit that controlled her were also being exposed. And she was warring with this. That's why she came for help. God honored her. And through the giftings that were in that group, the intercessors, she eventually got free. However, in her freedom, she started to suffer a little bit. Things were not going every way that she wanted anymore. There was a new Lord in her life. Got it? And the negative forces were starting to be identified, and she continued in her walk with God. But it was a rocky walk. It was difficult. And I remember saying to her, there's deceiving spirits that are operating. And things that are taught by demons that have been a part of your past, but it doesn't have to continue. You say, well, could that have happened to me? That could happen to anybody. It could happen to me. It could happen to you. If it wasn't for the safeguards of the Holy Spirit and His blood. The blood of the Lamb cleanses us from all unrighteousness and vindicates us and will, by the Holy Ghost, identify the truth and then what I call partial truths. Verse 2. Such teaching come through hypocritical liars whose consciences have been seared as with a hot iron.
Wow.
Their conscience is seared as with a hot iron. They forbid people to marry and order them to abstain from certain foods which God created to be received and with thanksgiving by those who believe and who know the truth. For everything God created is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving.
Amen.
Because it is consecrated by the word of God and prayer. If you point these things out to the brothers, you will be a good minister of Christ Jesus, brought up in the truth and of faith and of good teachings that you should follow, that you have followed. Have nothing to, have nothing to, have nothing to.